This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day coming up here in 7.5 minutes. Gavin Dawson here in studio. The boys are out at AT&T Stadium. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H with some NFL. Sure, you know what?
Zach? I think they went upstairs, Gavin.
Okay. There,
it's just me and you right now. I'm sorry.
Thought
it was conveyed to you that way. But, yeah, it's just you and I until they're going upstairs to get getting hooked up there. And so, yeah, it's just you and I. If you got anything in mind, let's get it done.
Of course I do. Yeah. A lot going on here in the world of sports today, Brian. And obviously the big story here is the Cowboys pregame show coming up at 4 o'clock with you and Chia Fallon, the post-game show afterwards. What kind of a chance do you think the Cowboys really have of winning this game? I'm trying to lean optimistic and you know, see the running game and the return of Micah.
Yeah, and you know what? You should. You should have some hope, you know, because what's having Micah back definitely makes this defense different. And, you know, and where the Texans have really struggled this year is with their offensive line. Both tackles with, you know, Tunsil and Howard, you know, have had their problems. Inside, they've struggled with some injuries. They've moved guys around. Shaq Mason, the right guard, has had some issues. You know, they're just not been very good. This is a team that, you know, without Nico Collins, the wide receiver, they haven't had a second-half touchdown. So, you know, Dallas has been getting punished, it appears, these last few games in the third quarter. Well, here the Texans, they just haven't been able to get much going. You know, having Collins back should help them. But, you know, Mike Zimmer will figure out something, some way to attack this Texans' interior of their offensive line. And so I expect that, you know, you saw Overshown last week. You saw you also saw things with you know, with Parsons and the way he was able to generate some pass rush. Oso Odighizuwa, those types of the things that I think that you're going to see today in this football game that could give the Texans some trouble. Now, on the flip side of that will be how well will your offense play, Dawson. And I think we're, you know, just talking to people over the weekend, I think we're closer to Trey Lance playing full-time for this football team.
Wow.
We'll see how things go with Cooper Rush tonight, you know, if maybe they can find a way to sneak out a victory. We remember that the Texans went to the Meadowlands. The Jets took them down, you know, didn't score a lot of points. But it was one of those games where the Jets managed to play some really good defense and win. And that's kind of what you got to hope for tonight if you're a Cowboy fan.
Man, I would just love it if Trey Lance could get in there. I think, obviously, the unpredictability of it is just through the roof compared to Cooper Rush, who I think they're going to try to win with playing boring. You know, at least we could perhaps have the hope of seeing some development in Trey Lance, and, you know, some big exciting plays could come along with that as well. I know Wolchuk was planning some NFL true or fart. How about I give you some Cowboys true or fart? There's
Sounds Wooly good.
Bully now checking Yay. In from what the up, suite. Hey, what's up, dude? Okay, how about this? So Wolchuk, we'll start with you. Texans defense records 3 or more takeaways for the third time in their last 6 games. What do you think?
Man, I'm going to go fart on that one. I think they get 2. I don't think they get 3. I think the Cowboys are a little bit better with ball security. They had, 5 a week ago? The law of averages in the NFL. I think this one's a 2 turnover game. I don't think it's quite 3+.
They've been on quite a binge of turnovers. Chief, what do you think? 3+ for the Cowboys tonight?
We can hear
Brian. I'll tell you what, they've done a really. Yeah. Oh, there you back.
Yeah, we got you now. I think we
can hear
baby.
You.
There he is.
We're alive. We have a pulse. Yeah. Give me. I'll take the under on the turnovers as well. You got the Texans dealing with some injuries, and like you said, I think they're going to try and win boring with Cooper Rush. This is going to be a lot of Rico Dowdle getting the ball out super, super quick. And, I mean, you can still see two turnovers, but I won't give them the full three.
So we'll fart on that one.
Yeah, I'll fart on that. Thank you, Wolchuk.
And, Brian, is this a triple fart?
Yeah, this is a triple fart. I will say this, though. The Texans do have some ball hawks in that secondary, though, but they don't have the Will Anderson pass rush element, so they're really going with Hunter as your only pass rusher. So, if the Cowboys can find a way to take care of him in this football game, but, yeah, the Cowboys receivers got to do a better job of trying to find a way to get some separation. This crew is usually pretty good at locking you down. And so I will say that they'll probably be the under on that tonight.
I guess I'll buy it just to be different. But I think even though they're going to try to run, you're still looking at quite a few third and longs. And you're looking at a combination of Cooper Rush and Trey Lance. And I would say one interception per 10 passes attempted. I think that's your turnover percentage against a defense like this. Number two, Cowboys pull Cooper Rush, leading to Trey Lance scoring 2 second-half touchdowns. Is that true or fart, Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with a true on that. I think we do see Trey Lance in the game. The two touchdowns thing is what's giving me pause.
I would say two turnovers by Trey Lance in the second half over two touchdowns.
But I'll just lean true for funsies. Let's have a second half that it's at least entertaining to watch, even if it feels like a preseason game.
Yeah, I do think we'll see some Lance tonight, but I don't expect it to be overly productive. The idea of him even getting one touchdown seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah, I'm going to say that to me, I don't think the two touchdown either, but I think you're going to see Lance a lot earlier. And like I said, I think we're going into that direction where you're going to start to see Trey Lance more and then give him the full week of work. But I think you're going to see him early in this game. Might get you the one touchdown, but I don't know about two.
Speaking of bold predictions, number three here from Blogging the Boys, Cowboys call and convert a first-half fake punt. I think I'd be scared to call a fake punt after what happened a couple of weeks back, boys. How about you?
Same, dude. I mean, I know Bones Fossil is a wild animal, but on Monday night, you got to be careful because this isn't – you're not just slapped into the noon window, where you got a bunch of games going on, people aren't really watching. Everybody will be watching this, and they're ready to make fun of you at every turn.
Yeah, fart.
Thank you.
No, this is true.
It's happening.
This is going to be true. Oh yeah, this is going to be true tonight.
Brian,
coaches love to be on the national stage and prove to everybody how smart they are. Bones Fossil is going to show you how smart he is tonight. He's going to fake him one.
At least he'll try. Thank you guys. It's time now for the G bag of the day. Into the pimp cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Bum bum bum. Here we go. Make sure everything works. When we last left off, our winner right here was a little girl. I think her name is Jazzy T. She's about 14 years old. She was interviewing the Mike Tyson, and he got real bleak on her.
Your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Mike.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I... You're dead.
Gee.
Why do you want somebody... True. You think somebody really wants to think about you? How... What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Yeah, true.
Who the f***
cares?
God, Mike.
Turns out we were just listening to an exhausted old guy.
God, man.
You know why he cares about you. When you die, you're going to be dust. Everybody you know is going to die. Everybody. How old are you? 14? Oh, yeah. You're going to die soon. You're going to die. It goes by so fast. And nobody cares about you, really.
What, dude? That might be the best.
That's Mike.
Wow, Lucius.
That is good.
10 out of 10.
There's my vote. G-bag of the day right there.
Hilarious.
Alexander.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else I got for you boys. Doop, 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 doop. Let's go to Boston. NBC Boston. Celtics. His name is Sam. Oh, my God. I said his name earlier, Carter, and I totally forgot his name. Sam Hauser.
Okay.
Jeez. It's the first time he's on the free throw line this whole season. I'll be damned. He finally made it. And how did he make it? Let's find out.
First free throw?
First free throw of the year. It's also his first career free throw attempt against the Raptors, playing in his ninth game against this team.
I wonder if he's nervous.
All he had to do was get hit by Dick on his way to the basket.
What? Come on, bro.
Dude, I'm offended.
Come on, bro.
That's like he had a bet with his buddies. Hey, can I get this in during the broadcast? You bet you can. You bet you can.
Yeah, the road broadcasters, whenever they face the Raptors, and it's like they're one or two times during the season they get an opportunity to call a Grady Dick game, I do think they have a bingo card, and they're just checking stuff off.
Yeah, I think you're right, too, bro, because ain't no way. Because ain't no way,
ain't
bro.
No way. No,
ain't no way.
That was a force. That was planned.
Ain't no hold on.
All he had to do was get hit by Dick on his way to the basket.
Jeez.
No thanks. I'll pass.
Was that a Grady Dick game or was that a Serge Ibaka game?
You need to relax, bro. Let's go to Dubai. Shout out to Dubai. Been there a few times, twice.
A+. I vote for Eric.
Yeah.
You've been to Dubai a couple times?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Let's go to There's the T100, the Triathlon World Championship. It's the first ever right here. So we have a USA person, an American that won it, Olympic triathlete Taylor Nibb. She asked the cameraman not to, you know, to catch a little area of hers.
Okay,
do me a
nibs.
Favor, cameraman. Yeah, of her nibs. Yeah. Do me a favor, cameraman, because I'm busting my ass out of here.
Pulled as hard as she could, and she went, I just shit myself. So can you not get my ass? Thank you. Sorry.
I'll let you hear it again. It's a triathlete. She's running.
Pulled as hard as she could, and she went, I just shit myself. So can you not get my ass? Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
You're still so polite.
I just self defeces. Please don't look there.
Yes. Wow, bro. I think she got like 200K.
For
good
what?
For
winning.
Oh, she won?
Yeah, she won. That's why she had to pull herself and keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you pull yourself for 200K?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
left
me
it
too.
All in the field. Right, I've done it for free too many times.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I know what you mean. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and all that other good stuff. This is going to be a real quick clip because I don't want to argue with the wind and whatnot. But they probably won't just let this little lady right here do the offering ever again.
Now we're going to be getting ready for offering. I'm excited to give. Are you excited to give? We got money. All right, I'm sorry.
We got money. All right, I'm sorry.
Money.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Give. Are you excited to give? We got money.
It's going to be a nice little drop when somebody gets a contract.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's one way to go viral.
Yeah. What else we got right here for you? Oh, Woolchuck sent me this one. This little Bears friend got his heart broken. My God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the block kick.
Yeah,
block kick.
These young Bear fans, they're getting a taste for their life to come here.
Yeah, they're about to learn. Poor guy, he's crying. He hurt.
They blocked it, buddy. No, they blocked it.
Man, those Bears. Bears fans got so excited the first month of the season.
He said that was good. Boy, that was clearly a block. That ball was on the ground rolling.
Yeah. Oh, yes, life lessons in sports. Accepting reality.
Poor. Yeah. It sucks, too, boy. In every reality.
It does.
That sucks.
I feel like every man, at least half the men in this great country, feel like that every Sunday. We're just better at hiding it. That's all that happens as you get older.
That's about being a man. All the pain you have, you just suck it up and swallow it and let it kill you slowly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, buried that down there.
Mike Tyson with Junior Reporter with Lucius Alexander. His impression was incredible. I thought I was listening to more Mike. Is it NBC Boston Sam Hauser on the free throw line? Is it triathlon world championship Taylor Nibb just bleeped herself?
Could you please not record that, please? Don't put your camera down there, man.
Church lady for asking for the offering, or is it the heartbroken Bears fans? Had another blocked kick there. I'm going to go with Taylor Nibb there. Lucius, how about you?
Ooh, I'm going to ride with Tyson again and the little girl.
Alrighty. Chief?
Give me Nibs.
Wolchuk?
I'm going with Lucius.
Broadus? Oh, Broadus is
he said the champ.
The champ. Okay. The champ. By a score of 3-2, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. I do believe the L.A. impression has been added onto this, though. It's now officially a combo platter, if you ask me. Okay. Yep. It was good, man. When you hear it back, you're going to be like, wow, that's fire. Okay. When we come back, it's time for a little best O of the weekend with the Chief. What are we looking at, buddy?
Texas and Arkansas gamesmanship. We got the helicopter coin toss and the BS fight of the year.